we turn that down a bit, I think? There's a bit of an echo there. I just want to, on this Christmas morning, briefly reflect upon a few of the verses from the prophecy of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and in particular, the opening verse of his prophecy, where he says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." In these words of Zechariah, we have the message of Christmas in a nutshell. God has come to his people. God has come into the world in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. God, who is outside of our material dimension, if you would like, who lives in the spiritual realm, has entered in and become a man in the baby and person of Jesus. I mean, that's a mind-boggling idea, that the creator of the universe, the sustainer of the universe, the one who gives us life and breath and everything else, the one who will call us to account for our life, our judge, he has come into the world in the person of his son so that we can know him. How can I know God? By looking at Jesus, by knowing Jesus, who is God the Son. Why did Jesus come? He has come to his people and redeemed them. He has come to redeem us. And if we are in any doubt that we need redemption, that everything is not right with our world, we have been reminded in recent weeks that not all is right, that our world is mucked up by sin. We've seen the fires ongoing, the drought ongoing, and more recently, well, in the last couple of weeks, the tragedy of the volcanic eruption, White Island in New Zealand. We know that for some, Christmas this year is particularly tough. The creation needs redemption. It's not right. Bad things happen. We as humanity need redemption because we are not right. Not all is right with us. Certainly not all is right in our relationship with God, the way we relate to him. Not all is right in how we relate to others around us. We need the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. When we see things like the fire and the drought and this tragedy in New Zealand, we are amazed and can only admire those who put themselves in harm's way in order to rescue. We see it with the fireys. We see it in the amazing generosity and self-sacrifice from those who get out there on the ground and help our drought-affected farmers. And, well, we saw it with the recovery mission that took place on White Island. What a risky mission that was, those guys who went out onto that island to recover loved ones. I read an article about this. This is how it was described in one particular article, just to get us some idea of what those guys risked. A team of six New Zealand soldiers wearing breathing apparatus and special fire retardant suits battled heat stress as they recovered six of the victims on the White Island volcano eruption, the military said on Friday. The Defence Force revealed that the painstaking operation consisted of three two-person teams deployed on the ash-strewn islands at about 8 a.m, backed up by medical staff on a police boat that also offered communication support. A helicopter hovered overhead, and HMNZS Wellington waited further offshore to receive the bodies. At a press conference, Colonel Ryan McKinstry held up images showing the teams in yellow suits traversing the devastated landscape. I think I've got a picture of that. There they are, going out. What the images don't show, he explained, were a physical challenge so exhausting that at one point the team had to return to the island's jetty, effectively a rehydration stop so they could continue to operate at full capacity. Each member of the team wore three layers of clothing comprising military undergarments, a fire-retardant suit sealed at the cuffs and ankles, plus a raincoat-type material over the top. Temperatures inside the suits quickly rose to 30 degrees Celsius before they had even begun to cross the island. They each wore a rebreather that further heated the inside, the air inside their suits with each breath they took. Working in pairs, they moved the deceased to what the military called a central location, where a waiting Air Force helicopter transported them to the HMNZS Wellington. Commander, Joint Forces New Zealand Rear Admiral Jim Gilmore praised the military operation. He said that we cannot, quote, we cannot downplay the risk involved in this operation. I acknowledge the efforts of all those who place themselves potentially in danger to achieve a result for the families and community. Amazing, isn't it, what people will do, the risk that they will put themselves at in order to save, in order to recover. It's admirable. Bringing it back to Christmas, we know that saving others can come at a great personal cost. We see it in the Lord Jesus himself. We know that his recovery mission cost him everything. His journey into the world, the greatest journey, we saw the video there, his journey into the world meant him experiencing the brokenness of our world, including the worst of humanity, suffering and dying unjustly. Why? For our sake. To save us from our sin and its consequences, from death and separation from God. He died to restore us to God, to redeem us, to fix up that most important relationship in our life, our relationship with God, which is fundamental to everything else. This, as Zechariah foretold, is the tender mercy of our God. It's all because of his mercy that we are redeemed through Jesus. The tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. The path of peace which we walk is peace in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And overflowing from that is the peace that comes in our relationships with others as we seek to relate to others in the ways of Jesus. And then overflowing from that, peace with God and peace in relationships with others, is the peace that comes within, that elusive peace that flows from peace with God. And of course, risen from the dead, we know that our King reigns over an eternal kingdom, so we have hope in him. And we have joy. Hope and joy, whatever the circumstances of our life, we have been redeemed into everlasting life. So on this Christmas morning, whatever your circumstances are today, I want to encourage you to join with Zechariah and rejoice. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and he has redeemed them. And I also want to encourage each one of you to continue to join with us into the new year, Sunday by Sunday, as we celebrate our redemption and as we encourage one another to live our new life in Christ.